king of all the scriptures. Мы читаем кратко нашим авторам, читайте Писание.
Hands of truth.
Purusha Prabhupada. This middle portion of the sky is called Bhuvar Lok. It's confirmed by both Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti and Srila Jiva Goswami. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that those who develop in the mode of passion are situated in the middle region. Those who are situated in the mode of goodness are promoted to the regions of the demigods. Those who are situated in the mode of passion are placed in human society. And those who are situated in the mode of ignorance are placed in the society of animals or ghosts. There are no contradictions in this conclusion. Numerous living entities are distributed all over the universe in different planets and are so situated in terms of their own qualities in the modes of material nature.
Это подтверждает Шрила Вишванатха Чакраварти и Шрила Живакасвами. В Бхагавад-гите говорится, что живые существа, находящиеся под влиянием Гуны Прасти, населяют средние планеты. Те, на кого влияет Гуна Прасти, рождаются на планетах полубогов. Те, кто находится под влиянием Гуны Прасти, получают человеческое тело, а те, кто преобладает невежеством, рождаются среди животных или привидений. В этом утверждении нет ничего противоречивого. Вселенная населена многочисленными живыми существами, которые живут на тех или иных планетах в зависимости от того, какими качествами обладают и под влиянием какой из кун материальной природы находятся. Конец комментария.
Гурве Гурачандрая Радикая Тудалай Кришная Кришна Бхактая Sud Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Madhgavirapi Gopala Sri Kuryat Kripaya Jadi Daiva Sambhaya Pipa Vishayushtat Kriya Janaha. This verse is from Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's commentary in the 10th canto.
Этот стих, он также находится в комментарии Шрилы Вишванатха Чакравати Такура в 10-й песне.
Мадгавир апи гопала, сви крия крипая джади. My dear Gopal, please be kind.
О, мой дорогой Гопал, пожалуйста, будь милостив ко мне.
You are very famous as a cowherd boy.
Ты очень знаменит как пастушок.
So, as a cowherd boy, you please take care of this cow in the form of my words.
Пожалуйста, так как ты послушал, позаботься о этой корове в форме моих слов.
And you please drink the milk of these words, as a cowherd boy.
И, пожалуйста, выпей молока этих слов, так как ты послушал.
And inspire other people to also drink this milk.
И вдохнови остальных людей тоже выпить этого молока.
Today we want to speak something a little philosophical.
Сегодня мы хотим поговорить о философских темах.
Our Bhakti Siddhanta, our philosophy about Bhakti, is very, very deep and very, very profound. And it's very important for us to endeavor to understand it. In this verse, it stated, Bhagavan Nabim Ashritaha, that those persons who are situated in the Bhagavan Nabi, or the navel of the Supreme Lord, and in his synonym, Srila Prabhupada has translated the word Ashritaha to mean someone who is situated. Another meaning of the word ashritaha or ashraya is to take shelter. So these persons who are in a mode of ignorance, they're taking shelter of a certain conception.
И люди, которые находятся, или личности, находящиеся под влиянием Гуны невежества, они принимают прибежище в определенном.
because of that, they're situated in a certain place in the universal form of Lord. This word ashraya is also has the same bij datu or root as the word ashra.
И это слово ашрая имеет такую же причитату или корень, как слово ашра.
Ашрам is a place where we have shelter.
Ашрам это место, где мы находимся убежище.
It's a place where we practice bhakti.
Это то место, где мы практикуем бхакти.
It's a misconception to think that one ashram is better than another ashram. Some ashram is bad.
И неправильно понимать то, что один ашрам может быть лучше другого ашрама. Или один ашрам является плохим.
Chaturvana maya shristam guna karma vibhagasa. Krishna himself has created four varnas and four ashrams. And these ashramas are for different types of people to take shelter to practice spiritual life. Some of those persons who have a particular nature may take shelter of the Grihastha Ashram. They find that more conducive for their practice of bhakti. Such persons include Thakur Bhakti Vinod and Srivas Thakur, Ramananda Roy, and others. Other persons take shelter of Sannyas Ashram. And they practice tyaga, renunciation. They find that situation to be better for their bhakti than grihastha
ashram.
And such persons include Sri Damodar Goswami and Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. It's not that one is better than another. Although sometimes for the benefit of our institution and our preaching, sometimes we emphasize renunciation more. And sometimes we equate renunciation to be brahmacharya sannyas, or vanaprastha. Sometimes we equate the equal, we think that renunciation means this thing. But actually, all Vaishnavas are renounced. The Grihastha Vaishnavas are also renounced. Some of them, like Srivas Thakur, may be more renounced than sometimes some of the sannyasis. So we should understand this concept of ashra. Different people with different natures will take shelter in different ashrams. In a similar way, the different people who are under different modes of nature may take shelter of different aspects of the universal form. But these two are not equal to each other. It's not that goodness, passion, and ignorance particularly belong to any particular ashram. The similarity is there in the sense that persons have different natures, and according to those different natures, they'll take shelter of different ashrams. So something different is being described in this verse. That persons who, according to their mode of nature, they'll take shelter of a particular aspect of the universal form of the Lord.
И что личности, которые находятся под имеют определенную природу, они принимают прибежище в каком-то конкретном аспекте вселенской формы космоса.
When we say they're taking shelter, it's not necessarily a conscious act on their part.
И когда мы говорим принимать прибежище, это не обязательно означает, что они делают это сознательно.
But it's according to their faith.
Но это в соответствии с их верой.
Faith which they can't change.
И вера может меняться.
This topic is described in many places by Krishna.
И эта тема описывается Кришной во многих местах.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita,
Bhagavad
Gita Krishna Yo Yo Yam Sanans Bhakta Shri Archita Michiti Tasya Tasya Chalam Shradham Tam Eva Vidhamyaham. According to the particular quality of Shraddha or faith, that people have, Krishna inspires them in a particular deity.
И Кришна вдохновляет их иметь эту веру в определенное божество.
And when we say deity, it doesn't mean that they're worshipping a deity of Ganesh, or a deity of Shiva, or a deity of Krishna.
И когда мы говорим божество, это не обязательно означает, что они поклоняются божеству Ганеша, Шиву или Кришне.
Deity means something much broader.
Но в этом данном смысле божество означает что-то более широкое.
Some people worship the deity of material success. They have faith that money is the cause of all pleasure. And so they worship that deity. And Krishna, he makes their faith steady so they can devote themselves in that way. In the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Kim Anyat Kama Haitukam. There's another kind of person who thinks that lust is the purpose of life. And then they worship the deity of sex life. And depending on their gender, it may be a male deity or a female deity. The point being that there are different people in the universe. And Krishna has endeavored to help all of them. He says in Bhagavad Gita, Nabhuri Vedam Janayat Agyanam Karma Sanginam Josayat Sarva Karmani Vidvam Yukta Samachagam. He says, don't disturb the minds of ignorant people who are attached to fruitive activities.
Он говорит, что не беспокоит умы невежественных людей, которые привязаны к плодам своей деятельности.
A learned person won't try to make them stop their work. Rather, by getting into work in the spirit of devotion, he'll engage them in all kinds of activities. Which Prabhupada translates for the gradual development of Krishna consciousness. So we should understand and accept the fact that there are different people with different natures. Someone who is very self-absorbed, they think that their attitude is the attitude that everybody has. Atmavan Mannate Jagat.
И люди, которые являются чрезмерно эгоистичными, они считают, что то, что им нравится, нравится этим остальным. То, к чему они склонны, так же самым склонны другие.
Such a materialistic, self-centered person, when they begin the path of bhakti, they think also, bhakti is the best, because I'm doing it.
И так, материалистичные, самовлюбленные люди, даже так, как в бхакти, они считают, что бхакти это лучший путь, потому что я это не могу.
But someone who has a deeper understanding will see that we should engage people according to the natures that they have.
Но тот, у кого есть более глубокое понимание,
is a very, very big topic.
И это огромная тема.
And I feel like I'm over my head in the ocean. We should know what is different types of bhakti. He won't be able to repeat this.
Мы должны знать, что такое различные типы бхакти.
Sukaitava bhakti, akaitava bhakti, gona bhakti, mukya bhakti, aroksita bhakti, sangasita bhakti, surupsita bhakti. We should understand what these different types of bhakti are.
Мы должны понять все вот эти перечисленные типы бхакти, что они являются бхакти.
The living entities may be divided very broadly into two categories. Those persons who have what's called lokik shraddha or material faith, and those persons who have paramarthik shraddha or transcendental faith. These could be said to be also bahirmukjanas, external persons, and antarmukjanas, or internal persons. The bahirmukjanas, they identify themselves with the stool deha, or this gross physical body.
И эти бхакти-муджатха, они отождествляют себя с Кулдеха, или с этим грубым материальным телом.
Vedic culture is such a good culture that from the very beginning, even in its language, people are helped to understand the difference between the real self and the body.
И ведическая культура настолько замечательна, что с самого начала она помогает понять людям отличие между настоящим истинным я и телом.
For example, in the Bengali language, they don't exactly say, I'm sick. The phrase is, Amar Sharir Kara. That literally means, Amar, mine, not me, mine. Sharir means body. Corrupt means broken or not working right. Correct, that's true. Amar Sharir Kara, my body's not functioning very good. But in this simple expression conveys a very deep concept. I'm not this body. Amar Sharir Kara, my body is sick. Not Ami Sharir Kara, I body. I'm sick. So there's persons who are bahirmukjanas, who are very external, they perceive things in terms of stool deha, or the material body. Because the nature of the jivatma, the spirit soul, is anandam buddhivardhanam, to have some happiness. That happiness is found in relationships. Those are known as rasa. So that inherent natural desire to have relationships for such a bahirmukjana who sees things through stool deha, identifies with the body, it becomes a certain type of relationship. Their relationship. Their relationships are very shallow. Like water is this deep, it's shallow. Water is this deep, it's deep. In fact, it's about 1/16 of an inch deep.
На самом деле, глубина таких отношений 1/16 инча. дюйма.
Because that's how thick the skin is.
Потому что это толщина кожи.
And their relationships are based on skin.
И их взаимоотношения просто на коже.
Wow. She looks really good.
Ого, она выглядит так классно.
But that guy is a hunk. Ah. I don't know what he's saying in Russian.
Means a really ugly guy.
So their relationships, being shallow, they're exploited.
И вот эти оболезненные взаимоотношения, они просто на эксплуатации.
They're selfish.
На эгоизме.
And they're not satisfying.
И они не приносят удовольствия.
And they're very temporary.
И они очень временные.
Try to understand the nature of real relationships, the nature of bhakti.
И попытайтесь понять природу настоящих взаимоотношений и природу бхакти.
The nature of bhakti is defined in the Bhagavatam as ahaitiki and apatita, unmotivated and uninterrupted.
И Бхагаватам природа бхакти описывается как ахайтики и апатита, то есть это бескорыстная и непрерывная.
So when we see relationships that are motivated, ooh, I'd really like to get some money from this guy, or wow, she's beautiful, let me exploit her body. That's, we understand that's a relationship with quite the key, with some motivation.
И когда мы наблюдаем взаимоотношения, которые имеют эгоистичную мотивацию, например, о, дай-ка я заработаю денег на этого парня, или о, какая красивая девушка, может, понаслаждается ее телом, то есть эти взаимоотношения являются хайтука, или взаимоотношения эгоистичной
Relationships amongst devotees, and I'd like to speak more about this in a few days, relationships amongst devotees and with the Lord should be ahaitiki or without motivation.
Но взаимоотношения с преданными и среди преданных, о чем мы поговорим через несколько дней, немного больше, и среди преданных, и вместе с Господом, они должны быть ahaituka, то есть немотивированные.
We'll come back to this point in a few minutes.
И мы через несколько минут вернемся к этому моменту.
The nature of genuine spiritual relationships is they're apatita, they never end.
И природа истинных духовных взаимоотношений, она является апатита, она не имеет конца.
In the material world, our love is has some beginning and end.
В материальном мире любовь имеет и начало, и конец.
Because all love that's quite the key or has a motivation is going to have an end.
Потому что вся любовь, которая является хайтуки или мотивацией, у нее должен быть конец.
I love you because you're also from Ukraine.
Я люблю тебя, потому что тоже украинец.
And you're also a brahmachari, and you also live in the same temple with me. So I love you.
Это тоже брахмачари, мы живем в одном храме, поэтому я люблю тебя.
But then if you decide you don't want to be a devotee anymore and you want to go outside the temple, then I hate you, I don't love you.
Но вдруг, если вдруг вы решите, что больше не хотите быть преданным и уезжаете из храма, тогда все, больше тебя не люблю.
This is the activity of the behavior of a Kanishtha Adhikari.
Каково поведение Kanishtha Adhikari?
Because he's absorbed still in stila deha, in external things.
Потому что по-прежнему вовлечен в внешние вещи, в стила деха.
Better than the stila deha is again indriya deha, or the subtle body, the mind, intelligence, and false ego.
И гораздо лучше, чем стила деха, является гьян индриа деха, или ум, разум и ложное эго.
Someone may say, I like to play chess.
Кто-то может сказать, что он любит играть в шахматы.
And you also like to play chess.
И ты тоже любишь играть в шахматы.
So we should be friends.
Поэтому нам нужно подружиться.
And that friendship is a little better than the stool deha type of relationships.
И эта дружба немножко лучше, чем стул деха дружба.
But it's still shallow.
Но она по-прежнему поверхностна.
It's still Paitiki, it has a motivation. I like you because you also like the same intellectual things I do. And it's Patiyata, it has an end. When you decide that you no longer like chess and you like to play checkers more instead, then you're no longer my friend.
И вдруг вы решаете, что вам больше не нравится играть в шахматы, но вы хотите играть...
Checkers. It's some other game, Parcheesi, I don't know.
Вы хотите поиграть в другую группу, называемую шашки. И поэтому больше не будет терпеть человека.
So better than the person who is situated in consciousness of Stul Deha, better than the person situated in Gyanindriya Deha, is the conception of Sukshma Deha.
Но люди, которые находятся в концепции Сукшма Деха, гораздо лучше, чем те, которые находятся в концепции Стул Деха или Гьянинтрия Деха.
Sukshma Deha means some understanding of the subtle position.
То есть Сукшма Деха означает понимание какого-то тонкого положения.
The understanding that I am a spirit soul. And as a spirit soul, my duty is to serve and love Krishna. And therefore my relationship should be based on Krishna. And true brahmacharis in the ashram will love each other because they're doing bhakti together. A husband and wife may love each other because they're doing bhakti together. Parents and children will love each other because they're doing bhakti together. And because the focus of their relationship is on Krishna bhakti, it's ahoitaki, and that has no motivation. Their relationship is meant for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. This is a very big subject. We'll speak more about this in a few days. So their relationships are ahoitiki and they're also apatiyata. They never end. If someone leaves the temple, they stop practicing bhakti, we still love them. The poet describes. Hoy chena hoy bena prabhu jata das sabara charana vandon dante korigas. I love and worship all the devotees, including the people who used to be devotees and no longer devotees, and those people who become devotees in the future. That is an ahoitaki mood, an unmotivated mood. It's not for my selfish pleasure. I love them in connection with Guru and Krishna. And because it's avaitiki, it's also apratiyata, it never stops. That's real love. We'll give some examples of this in a few days. Sometimes we see parents will love a child. But then if they do something the parents don't like, then the parents will say, I hate you. You're no longer my child. So their relationship was hoitaki, and it therefore it becomes katiyata. It was motivated, and it had an act. So these three different understandings, the Stul Deha understanding, the Gyanindriya Deha understanding, and the Sukshma Deha understanding, have two different categories of faith. I told you we were going to be a little philosophical today. Please forgive me. So those Bahirmukh Janas, whose conception is Stul Deha or Gyanindriya Deha, they have what's called Lokik Shraddha or common faith. They worship a certain devata, a certain god, which again may be in the form of pursuing money or pursuing sex.
И, конечно же, это направление может быть в форме получения каких-то денег или
получения.
Или что-нибудь для интеллекта.
Because everybody else is doing that.
Они делают это, потому что они тоже делают.
And I have faith that everybody else is doing it. It must be pretty good. They're doing it too.
И у меня есть вера в то, что делают наши слова. Наверное, на самом деле хорошо, если они это делают.
So better than Lokik Shraddha is Paramarthik Shraddha, transcendental faith. How does that Paramarthik Shraddha, that transcendental faith, come about? This is an important subject. Because people have different natures, they won't have faith in bhakti. So how then do they begin the path of bhakti? Bhakti stu bhagavad bhakti sangena parijayate satsange prapyate pumbir sukritaya purvasanchitaya. This bhakti comes because some previous sukriti, some previous pious acts. Please be patient, we're being very philosophical today. There's three types of sukriti. Bhakti-mukhi sukriti, jnana-mukhi sukriti, and karma-mukhi sukriti. Or sukriti, which leads to bhakti, is based on bhakti. Or sukriti, which is based on jnana, or sukriti, which is based on karma. The first type of sukriti that we get, again, these three types of sukritis can be, again, categorized in two different divisions. These are known as jnana sukriti and ajnana sukriti, or knowing sukriti and unknowing sukriti.
И эти категории следующие: ясно сукрити или аньяна сукрити, то есть сукрити, о котором известно, либо сукрити, о котором неизвестно.
Джива Госвами speaks about these things in Bhakti Sandarbha.
Бхакти Сандарбхе Джива Госвами говорит об этих примерах.
They're discussed in many different Goswami literatures.
И также это обсуждается в различных писаниях Госвами.
Some examples of ajnana sukriti.
Вот приведу примеры ajnana sukriti.
Once there was a crow who had somehow hurt its wings. And a dog came, that dog was very hungry, and seeing that the crow couldn't fly, he started chasing the crow. The crow can't fly. He could only run on his legs. He was going as fast as he could to keep away from the dog. Jiva Goswami gives this example in Bhakti
Sandarbha.
So they just happened, by good fortune, to be near a temple of Radha
Krishna.
The crow was running away from the dog. And the crow started running around the temple. And he circumambulated the temple. And then the dog captured him and killed him. Now we have another big philosophical topic after this. It's said that that crow went to Vaikuntha. That's pretty good. That's all you have to do, just run around the temple a few times and before you get killed and you can go to Vaikuntha. There's a big debate, a big fight sometimes in our Vaishnava society. And this quarrel is based on instructions from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said two different things which seem completely contradictory.
Srila Prabhupada сказал две вещи, которые кажутся полностью противоречащими.
Sometimes Prabhupada would tell devotees, we all fall from the spiritual world. And in other times in his books, especially, Srila Prabhupada writes that no one falls from the spiritual world. So then you have these two people fighting about that. I made up a little story about this, I'll tell you. It's like Dama and Kaveri. When they were 3 or 4 years old, maybe Kaveri came to her mother and said, Mata, where did Dama and I come from? How did we get here? So Mother Avadatta, she's thinking, I can't tell them about this thing. So she said, one day, a big bird brought you and your brother in a bag. And meanwhile, Dama goes to Tarun Krishna Prabhu. And he asks the same question. Tarun Krishna Prabhu also thinks the same thing. How am I going to tell him this? So he says, well, one day I was digging a hole in front of the guest house over here, and I found you and your sister underneath a big rock. So Dama thinks, oh, that's far, huh? So then later on, they have a conversation. And Kaveri says, you know, what Mata told me, it's really far out. A big bird brought us. And then Dama says, that's nonsense. Dad told me that he found us both under a big rock. And maybe then they start fighting. And sometimes even in such fights, maybe someone is hurt or even killed. And that has no meaning. Because if they simply grow up so a few years older, they'll understand all these questions. But in their young neophyte condition, they can't understand. So similarly, this whole topic about the jiva, fall, not fall, let's fight about it, it's really a very silly fight. That doesn't mean there's not philosophical points to be made in both directions and some benefit in both ways. Kaveri and Dhamma's question is not a bad question, it's a good question. Only thing is, they're not ready to understand the answer yet. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jiva Dharma speaks exactly on this topic. He says the origin of the jiva cannot be understood by a conditioned soul. Because in the material universe, we're conditioned by the concept of kala, or time. Everything here has a beginning, a middle, and an end. But the jiva, outside of this viraj, this material universe, there is no time. So how can we conceive something where there's no time? We have to become free from our conception of this material body and become self-realized. So it's a false dilemma, a false argument. false thing to fight about.
Потому, поэтому это является ложной дилеммой или ложным спором для сражения.
So back to our story about the crow and the dog.
Поэтому вернемся к истории о вороне и собаке.
I've done some research in the Puranas, and I found many such stories like that.
И исследуя Пураны, я обнаружил много подобных историй.
Some of which are also cited by Jiva Goswami.
Некоторые из них были также рассказаны Джива Госвами.
He quotes a Vishnu Dharmotra and tells a story about a mouse.
Он цитирует Вишну Дхармотру и рассказывает историю о мыши,
who was very hungry.
Который был очень голодный.
And he was living on the altar.
И она жила на алтаре.
And one night he saw a ghee lamp that was going out.
И однажды она заметила пухнущую лампу светильник.
That mouse was very hungry, so he went over and started eating in the ghee lamp and eating the ghee.
Поэтому, так как мышка была голодная, он сразу начал есть этого светильника и кушать ghee.
What's the word for mouse in Russian?
Мыш.
In Ория, in Bengali, they say мушика.
На Ории, на языке Ории или Бенгали, говорится мушика. Мушика.
And there's a story we may tell you some other time about мушика асура, the mouse demon.
И есть история, которую я вам расскажу в другой раз, это про мушика асура, то есть про мушика демона.
Lord Nisringadev once appeared in the form of a cat to kill this мушика асура.
Однажды Господь Нисингхадева появился в форме кота, чтобы убить этого мушика асура.
But this is another мушика лила, different mouse лила.
Но у Танила, скажи, это другая мушика лила, то есть другой мушик.
So when this мушика, when he went to eat that ghee, the flame was going out, and suddenly it caught, the fire caught onto his whiskers, and he came on fire.
И вот эта мушика, она кушает ghee, неожиданно вдруг ее усы загорелись, и она сама загорелась.
And his own body relit the ghee lamp, made the ghee lamp start burning better, brighter.
И поэтому ее тело, оно снова возобновило огонь в светильнике.
So without knowing it, that мушика did some service.
И поэтому, даже не понимая этого, эта мушика послужила.
And because of that, he died then, and he went to Vaikuntha.
И из-за того, что она потом даже умерла, она отправилась на Вайкунтху.
Pretty easy thing to go to Vaikuntha, huh?
Очень простой способ, чтобы отправить на Вайкунтху.
I was interested when I was reading these different stories that many of them speak about how the mouse went to Vaikuntha, and the crow went to Vaikuntha, and the thief went to Vaikuntha, and they stayed there for 100 years, and then they came back.
И читая все эти истории, я пришел к тому, что читая все эти истории о том, как ворон отправился в Вайкунтху, либо мышь отправился в Вайкунтху, либо вор отправился на Вайкунтху, мы прихожу к тому моменту, когда говорится, что они прожили там 100 лет и вернулись.
So chapter deham punarjamam, naitimamiti sarjana. Krishna tells Arjuna again and again in the Gita that whoever comes to my abode, they never come back.
Но в этом Гите Кришна говорит, что тот, кто не возвращался в мою обитель, никогда не вернется в этот материальный мир.
This is very confusing.
И поэтому это будет некоторое заблуждение.
And then we read a purport. My Guru Maharaj spoke about a purport from the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
И потом мы можем прочитать комментарий по Гите Шримад Бхагаватам, о которой говорит мой Гуру Махарадж.
8.5.5, Srimad Bhagavatam.
8.5.5.
The verse describes.
Tika-tika-tika.
Vaikuntha kotito yena loko loka namaskritaha ramaya pratyam pratyamanena devya tat priyakamyaya. That just to please Lakshmi Devi, on her request, Lord Narayan created another Vaikuntha planet, which is worshipped by everyone.
И просто для того, чтобы удовлетворить Лакшми Деви, по ее просьбе Господь Нараяна создал другую Вайкунтху, которая может поклоняться каждому.
In his purport, Srila Prabhupada writes.
И в этом комментарии Srila Prabhupada пишет.
Viraragava Sharya mentions that this Vaikuntha is within the universe.
И при этом он говорит, что Viraragava Sharya упоминает, что данная Вайкунтха находится в пределах нашей вселенной.
It is situated above the mountain known as Loka Loka.
И она находится выше всех планет и известна под названием Локалока.
So our Acharya called this Prapanchika or material Vaikuntha.
И наша Acharya называется Prapanchika или Vaikuntha в материальном мире.
And from that place people will fall down.
И уже с этой планеты люди могут упасть.
So if someone wants to say we fall from Vaikuntha, it's not incorrect. And the Padma Purana, the Naradiya Purana, the Garuda Purana, there are many stories about people going to this Prapanchika Vaikuntha, staying there for 100 years, associating with Lord Vishnu, and then coming back again. A common element in all these stories is that when they come back, they again begin practicing devotional service. But this time, their practice of bhakti is different.
Но уже на этот раз их практика бхакти отличается.
Before it was agyata sukriti, unknown pious acts.
До этого это было просто агьята сукрити, то есть благочестивые поступки, и не зная это.
But in this life, in the next life after they come back from that prapanchika Vaikuntha, they began gyata sukriti, or knowing pious acts.
Но уже в следующей жизни, вернувшись к прапанчика Вайкунте, их сукрити становится гьята, то есть осознанным.
When that sukriti, that gyata sukriti, becomes sufficient, then it produces shraddha, real faith, paramarthic shraddha. Sufficient, when it's enough. And when that shraddha begins, then conscious cooperation with the Lord begins. So first there's some agyata sukriti, maybe bhakti unmukhi agyata sukriti. And then comes gyata sukriti, some conscious activity. Then from that comes shraddha, faith. And from that faith comes sadhu sangha. So again, Jiva Goswami, he makes another different distinctions of bhakti. This is a little philosophical, please forgive me. But this will help you in your bhakti. This will help us in our preaching. This will help our society in our dealings with each other. Don't be lazy. We should endeavor a little to understand these things. If we remain lazy, then we're always going to remain Kanishtha Adhikar. So Jiva Goswami, he speaks about three types of bhakti. A rope siddha bhakti, and surup siddha bhakti. A rope means something indirect. This is described also by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jiva Dharma and in his articles which he called Bhakti Tattva Vivek, which he published in Sajjana Toshini.
Bhakti
Tattva
Vivek.
And they're also described in the book Prema Vivarta by Jagadananda Pandit. It's said that a rope siddha bhakti, in someone who's practicing a rope siddha bhakti, relates to mundane objects and activities with a devotional attitude. A rope, the word a rope means to impose something on something else. Impose, or assign, or attribute, to charge something else. Sometimes people do like this. If they see a Hare Krishna on the street, then they're going to do this a rope. They're going to automatically, oh, he wants to take money from me.
Иногда люди на улице так делают, например, когда они видят преданных на улице, они думают, ага, он хочет сделать что-то дорогу, хочет получить от меня деньги.
And they assign that conception to you.
И они приделывают вам эту концепцию.
So when you assign that conception to someone, that's known as a rope.
И когда кто-то имеет эту концепцию, такого человека называют рабом.
Someone who is on this, has this a rope kind of consciousness, they can't understand the real purpose of another person. They can't understand, in the case of bhakti, the real purpose of bhakti.
И тот, у кого является сознание, является типа арон, он не может понять других людей, он не может понять истинную цель бхакти.
Such a person, Jagananda Pandit says, he gets a deity, a statue of a human being.
И Джагананда Пандит говорит, что такой человек, он имеет божество или статую другого человека.
He doesn't really think of it as God.
Он на самом деле не думает, что это Бог.
It's not installed.
Это не установленное божество.
It's just a statue.
Это просто статуя.
But he, a rope, he gives some attribute to that thing, and he offers incense, Jagananda Pandit says, and he does some worship to that statue.
Ну, поклоняться как этой статуе, он может предложить ему, а благовоние по поводу Джагананды Пандит, то есть он поклоняется ей.
Because that Kanishtha Adhikari, he has little faith, and he doesn't understand Shastra properly, he assigns a rope, something to this material object.
И он является, конечно, пикарем, то есть у него нет настоящей веры. И он совершает этот рок, он хочет что-то получить материальное взамен.
We see this a rope kind of mentality in many different ways in our society.
И это настроение рок можно увидеть в различных вещах в нашем обществе.
Some people will assign spirituality, a rope means we assign spirituality to something mundane.
Некоторые люди начнут заниматься духовной практикой, чтобы получить что-то материальное.
So they worship a statue. They don't really think it's Krishna, but he has a form of Krishna song offering incense.
И они поклоняются этой статуе. Они на самом деле не думают, что это Кришна. Они думают, ну, может быть, это Кришна, и предлагают по этому благовонию.
Or they see the society. The society is Prabhupada's desire, and it must be spiritual. The society is everything.
И они могут думать, что так, это общество, это желание Прабхупады, и, наверное, это что-то духовное, и Прабхупад этого хотел, наверное, это общество является всем.
Or brahmachari life, or sannyas life, that's the best, that's real spiritual life.
Или то, что истинная духовная жизнь является быть брахмачари или саньяси.
Or another example of a rope.
Или другой пример о рок.
That they'll think that the holy name, it's nice, but it's not everything.
Что человек может думать, что святое имя, оно хорошее, но это еще не все.
They see it in a material way.
Они смотрят на святое имя.
Or they may see the guru in a material way.
Или они думают, что guru это что-то.
I like this guru.
Мне нравится этот guru.
Why?
Почему?
Because all my friends are initiated by him.
Потому что все мои друзья получили его посвящение.
He must be a good guru.
Наверное, он хороший.
They're my friends, and so many of them are initiated by him.
Они мои друзья, и многие из них получили у него посвящение.
So he must be spiritual.
Поэтому он должен быть каким-то духовным.
This is a rope.
Это является.
You're assigning something spiritual to something material.
То есть вы обращаетесь к чему-то духовному, материальному.
You don't actually understand and appreciate the transcendental nature of that Vaishnava.
И вы на самом деле не понимаете, не цените трансцендентальную природу этого Вайшнава.
So, better than Aroksada Bhakti, this someone is a gross materialist. Forget what I just said. Someone is a gross materialist, by the benefit of a Gata Sukriti, he gets some Gata Sukriti, then he gets faith.
И тот, кто пример возьмет какого-то грубого материализма. И благодаря Агьяна Сукрити у него появляется Агьяна Сукрити, зачем вера, зачем вера.
And then from that faith he gets Sadhu Sangha.
И из веры он приходит к Sadhu Sangha.
Ado Shuddha Tata Sadhu Sangha. Tato Bhajana Kriya. Then he meets Guru and Guru engages him in devotional activities.
Затем посвящал Гуру, Гуру вовлекает его в преданное служение.
And little by little he develops a desire to worship the Lord on the strength of the Guru's words.
И шаг за шагом, по чуть-чуть, он развивает желание поклоняться Господу и строго следует словам Гуру.
But he still doesn't have an understanding of Krishna's transcendental nature, or the transcendental nature of his guru, or the transcendental nature of the Maha Mantra, or the transcendental nature of Sadhu Sangha. He values these things, he has affection for them based on his material senses.
И он оценит все эти предметы и привязывается к ним, основываясь на своих материальных чувствах.
And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says this is not bhakti.
Но Вишванат Чакравати говорит, что это не является бхакти.
Even though he may be chanting Hare Krishna, he may even be initiated.
Даже несмотря на то, что он повторяет Hare Krishna и получит посвящение.
Vishwanath says that simply the senses engage in the sense objects.
Вишванат говорит, что это просто то, что чувство облекается в данном взаимодействии с объектами чувств.
This is a rok-siddha bhakti.
Такое рок-сиддха бхакти.
They haven't realized, they haven't, their faith hasn't deepened yet.
У них по-прежнему нет глубокой веры.
So, after some time of doing this, they begin to understand and have some stronger faith, they come to the platform of Sangha-siddha bhakti.
Но через некоторое время, занимаясь рок-сиддха бхакти, и начав понимать ее, они приходят к следующей ступени, это
Sangha-siddha bhakti. Sangha-siddha bhakti, Jagannatha Pandit says, is symptomized by pure knowledge of the Absolute.
Jagannatha Pandit говорит, что Sangha-siddha bhakti можно понять или характеризовать тем, что человек начинает понять, иметь знание о Абсолюте.
And by proper renunciation.
И должное отречение.
Such a person understands, you know, the deity is installed, Krishna is actually there. And such a person will develop proper renunciation. Celibacy for some institutional consideration is a kind of disease, a kind of sickness, it's strange. Celibacy, someone practicing celibacy just for some institutional reason, is a strange thing.
И это очень странно, если кто-то практикует целибат ради каких-то общественных целей.
It's not genuine, it's not deep, and it doesn't last.
И она не является истинной, и она не глубокая, и долго она не продержится.
It's simply based on some material conceptions.
Это воздержание, но основано на материальных концепциях.
I've suffered a lot in this world. I had so many girlfriends, and all my girlfriends really made my life miserable. So I'm going to give up girls.
Я так достаточно уже настрадался. У меня столько было уже девушек, и все эти девушки заставляли меня страдать, поэтому я отрекаюсь от этого.
So that's renunciation on the platform of a rok-siddha bhakti.
Поэтому такое отречение находится на уровне рок-сиддха бхакти.
It's not proper.
Mm-hmm.
Renunciation on the platform of Sangha-siddha bhakti is renunciation which automatically arises. Vasudevi para bhaktir. No, what is it?
Но отречение на уровне Sangha-siddha bhakti, оно действительным образом.
Gyanam shayara hoitakam. The Bhagavatam says that from bhakti, Vasudevi, Bhagavati, all these things automatically come.
Естественным образом, как описывает бхакти, что бхакти и гьяна, они автоматически появляются.
So a person, there are many persons in this world who don't have any interest in bhakti.
И также существует много личностей в этом мире, которых не интересует бхакти.
They're only absorbed in their material body.
Они полностью погружены в материальное тело.
If that person, by some causeless mercy, gets some avgyata sukriti, unknowing sukriti,
если такой человек по какой-то причине получает агьята сукрити или неосознанное сукрити,
some unknown pious benefit,
какой-то неосознанный благочестивый поступок,
the result will be that he comes to the platform of agyata sukriti or knowing pious acts.
Результатом станет то, что он придет на платформу агьята сукрити или сознательное благочестивое действие.
From agyata sukriti will come paramarthic shraddha or transcendental faith.
И где-то возникнет парамартик шрада или вера трансцендентная.
Парамартик шрада will lead one to sadhu sangha and guru ashraya and bhajana seva.
И парамартик шрада приведет его к саду санге и веру в или предание духовному учителю, Гуру Ашхари, и потом Баджан Крию.
Or association with devotees, taking shelter of Guru and doing Bhajan.
То есть общение с преданными, принятие прибежища у Гуру и личный Баджан.
If that person still has material desires and he has motivation in his activities of bhakti, it's Jiva Goswami says it's not actually bhakti.
Но если по-прежнему такой человек есть материальные желания и мотивация в их его деятельности бхакти, то Джива Госвами называет это не настоящим бхакти.
Even they may be initiated.
Они даже могут быть посвящением.
Even they may be chanting 1 lakh of rounds a day.
Они могут повторять даже лакх каждый день.
Even they might be a sannyasi.
If
there's some personal motivation for it, then Jiva Goswami says it's not actually bhakti. It's a rupa-siddha bhakti. And they're practicing that bhakti for some other personal motivation, so I can be happy, I can be peaceful. Jiva Goswami says that a rupa-siddha bhakti and sangha-siddha bhakti are not true bhakti, both of them are actually bhakti-bhakti.
И хочу говорить, что как род сида бхакти, так и сам сида бхакти не является настоящими бхакти. Он называет это бхакти бхакти.
From the platform of Arup Siddha Bhakti, the Kanishta Adhikari, by practicing, he develops deeper faith, he develops deeper philosophical understanding. What is the holy name? What is the deity? What is Sadhu Sangha? What is Guru?
И в уровне Arup Siddha Bhakti, в этом уровне, человек начинает по-настоящему понимать, что такое божество, что такое гуру, что такое святое имя.
A deeper understanding, what is ISKCON?
Глубокое понимание, чем является ISKCON.
And he becomes naturally renounced. So that's Sangha Siddha Bhakti. And Jiva Goswami says that's actually not bhakti either. We're in big trouble. We're not really doing bhakti. But he says, don't stop. Keep doing that. And after some time, we'll come to the point of Sarup Siddha Bhakti. Siddha means perfect, it means genuine or real. Sarup Siddha Bhakti is real bhakti. Sarup Siddha Bhakti, in Sarup Siddha Bhakti, there's no question of any motivation for myself. It's ahoitiki and apratiyata. Whereas Arup Siddha Bhakti and even Sangha Siddha Bhakti, they're ahoitiki and pratiyata. They're motivated and they may end. Arup Siddha Bhakti begins when we understand our Siddha Deha or our spiritual body.
И Сарупа Сиддха Бхакти начинается с того, а момент, когда мы приходим к пониманию нашей Сарупа Сиддха Дейхи, то есть нашей духовной
And our position in the spiritual world, our relationship with Krishna.
И наше положение в духовном мире, в наших отношениях с Кришной.
Does it mean you've entered into that yet? That's another big discussion.
Это не значит, что вы уже входите в эти игры, это уже другое, конечно, разговор.
We may still be in this material world, but you understand something about What is your Swarup? Who am I in the spiritual world?
Такой человек по-прежнему может оставаться в материальном мире, но понимает свой Swarup, он понимает, кем он является в духовном мире.
Bhakti, which is done on that platform, is known as Swarup Siddha Bhakti. It is real bhakti.
И бхакти, совершенно на этом уровне, называется Swarup Siddha Bhakti, или истинная бхакти.
So we haven't begun real bhakti yet.
То есть мы по-прежнему не начали практиковать истинное бхакти.
We're still on the platform of Arup Siddha Bhakti or maybe Sangha Siddha Bhakti.
Мы по-прежнему решили находиться на уровне Arup Siddha Bhakti или может кто-то на
самом деле. We should try to come to the platform of Sangha Siddha Bhakti. We have a philosophical deep understanding of what we're doing and a proper attitude of renunciation.
И мы должны прийти к уровню Sangha Siddha Bhakti или к философскому пониманию того, чем мы на самом деле занимаемся или к истинному отречению.
And in Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda says, he uses the word Shigra, which means very quickly. If we practice in this way, as Sangha Siddha Bhakti, then Shigra very quickly will come to Sarup Siddha Bhakti.
Bhaktivinoda
I did some research about Gyatha Sukriti, Agyatha Sukriti, and what Srila Prabhupada said about it.
Я провел некоторые исследования касательно Gyatha Sukriti и Agyatha Sukriti, и касательно того, что об этом говорил Шрила Прабхупада.
If you can understand the principles that we are speaking about in this discussion today, then you can understand some of the ways Srila Prabhupada spoke.
Если вы сможете понять эти принципы, которые мы обсуждаем сегодня, тогда вы сможете понять то, что говорил об этом Шрила Прабхупада.
Sometimes Srila Prabhupada, he would speak about the children, the kirtan, the devotee children.
Иногда Шрила Прабхупада говорил о преданных деток во время киртана.
And they had tilak on, and they're wearing a sari and a dhoti, and they're chanting, Hari bo, Hari bo, Hari bo, Hari bo.
Они с тилаком, они с сари, ходе, и воспевают, Hari bo, Hari bo.
Several times Prabhupada said, yes, this is very good. They're getting Agyatha Sukriti. They're getting Agyatha Sukriti? Yes! Because they haven't consciously understood the position of Krishna and begin to practice bhakti in that way. Even more startling than that,
есть что-то даже более, чем это.
On one occasion, Srila Prabhupada spoke about one sannyasi in ISKCON who fell down and went away.
Однажды Шрила Прабхупада говорил о том сannyasi в ISKCON, который пал и ушел.
Prabhupada said, yes, he got a Gyatha Sukriti.
Прабхупада сказал, да, он получил Gyatha Sukriti.
He got a Gyatha Sukriti, he's initiated, he's a sannyasi, he's going to Mangalartik every day, it's a Gyatha Sukriti.
То есть он получил Агьята Сукрити, он уже получил посвящение, он сомнятся. Он каждый день приходит на Ваганарате. Это что, Агьята Сукрити?
Yes, the proof is that he fell down.
Да, потому что доказательство того, что он упал.
Because he was there from the platform of Arup Siddha Bhakti.
Это означает, что он был на платформе Arup Siddha Bhakti.
He was seeing things in a material way.
Он видел все вокруг себя с материальной точки зрения.
He was thinking the material institution is spiritual.
Он считал какую-то материальную организацию, что это духовность.
He was thinking it's a wooden form, it's a wooden deity, but it's spiritual.
Он думал, что это божество дерево, но оно духовное.
He was thinking association with devotees is very good, but they're mundane also.
Он думал, что общение с преданными это очень хорошо, но это также является чем-то материальным.
And because of this, they fall down.
И по этой причине он упал.
Because they haven't really begun bhakti yet, it's still bhakti abhas or shadow of bhakti.
Потому что он по-настоящему не начал свою бхакти. Это по-прежнему было бхакти абхасом, или тенью бхакти.
But it's very good because it'll lead us to Suddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti.
Но это очень хорошо, потому что это приведет к Suddha Bhakti, или чистой Bhakti.
So we should understand these different things.
Поэтому нам нужно понять эти предметы.
We should understand what is...
Мы должны понять, что такое...
Gona Bhakti, Mukya Bhakti, Bhakti Abhas, Sarup Suddha Bhakti, Sangha Suddha Bhakti, Sarup Suddha Bhakti. We should understand these things.
Нам нужно понять эти предметы.
Otherwise, we may become discouraged and we may end up leaving.
В противном случае мы можем потерять вдохновение и оставить.
Okay, we'll stop there. It's very late. Sorry.
Хорошо, мы сейчас остановимся. Простите, пожалуйста, за то, что задержал нас.
Puji, please, Trum Krishna, please forgive me. I didn't even look at the clock because I wanted to get my points out. Grandara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Shrila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki, Gopremanande, Vamsa Kalpavinoda vishcha, Kripa Sindhu Vyaheva cha, Patitanam, Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So, devotees who have to take the sadhana and do some service, please go. But if someone has a quick question, you can ask a quick question. And otherwise, devotees
Лучше, лучше, лучше. Что-то не то самое.
I haven't seen a division made like that. Both of them are considered a jnata because they haven't consciously made a decision to do it. The difference in the two, obviously, is there that the crow has no idea whatsoever about what's going on. Whereas the person who comes out from the looks of the body, they understand something. The crow is not actually looks at the
I just want to gratitude you for lecture. It's nice. Give the power for practicing for
we have
to the practicing.
So it's going to help us come to
but I would like to ask you about is that I got this thing properly that Lokika Shraddha in some case of appearing Lokika Shraddha is Agyata Sukriti or not?
Agyata Sukriti gives Agyata Sukriti. And then that Agyata, and still that may be Lokik Shraddha. But once they get Agyata, once they have Agyata Sukriti, they cultivate that means on the platform that they develop a paramantika Shraddha, transcendental thing. That's
But I mean, of Agyata Sukriti, how Agyata Sukriti can help?
Somebody may, many examples are given. Bhaktivinoda describes this extensively in his Chaitanya Sikshamrita. The Shastra recommends that people dig wells, that they feed people, that they make houses for people to stay in, and they build trees next to the road for shade. Why is that? Those things, in and of themselves, are not transcendental.
Yeah,
it's just low-key. But if they do that, and then some sadhu comes, some premi bhakta comes, and he sits under that tree in the shade, he drinks water from that well, then they get bhakti and mukhi sukriti from that annoying thing.
Yeah.
So they're maybe getting some agyata sukriti. They're not doing it for sadhu.
Yeah.
They're just doing it for some pious thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But from that agyata sukriti will come gyata sukriti, which leads to the shadha.
Okay, by jata sukriti, if one can get in jata sukriti, but how he can get properly jata sukriti through agyata sukriti? I mean, which process
he
from
what is the verse in the Gita? Bahunam jamanam manam after many, many books of such depends on how powerful the agyata sukriti is. You may take some prasad. Prabhupada says on the way. When the devotee asked Prabhupada why, he said, is it true that if someone takes prasad, that they become, that they get a human birth in the next life? Prabhupada said, no.
Wow. Why?
And Prabhupada says, if they understand it's prasad, they're not having human birth.
I mean, if one perform agyata sukriti,
so they're getting agyata sukriti by taking that prasad. If they're not a devotee, but they have some understanding that this is sacred food, and they eat that, that's agyata sukriti.
Okay.
And they're doing something better. So the agyata sukriti is good. They're taking prasadam. They go to the holy dham. I've met several people in Vrindavan who went there because they were students, coming from some university. Yeah. And somehow they weren't even thinking they were going to go. They didn't even know about Vrindavan. Somebody just ended up in Vrindavan to do some research.
Yeah.
And they're getting a Gata Sukriti.
Но замечает в себе, что пока в нем преобладает мотив, он не хочет больше рождаться, он хочет обрести свое вечное тело. Это еще не чистый мотив, то есть еще это не чистая
партия.
No. That's also a Lopsa Bhakti. That's also Bhakti Bhakti, it's not pure Bhakti. Therefore Mahaprabhu teaches this, Najanam Sumam. I don't want liberation. I don't want any of these things. Najanam Jamani Shri Bhavatad Bhakti. The key is only pure Bhakti.
How can you commit Krishna
to
Bhakti? How one can clean oneself
that'll purify our heart. When we say that we need to purify the mirror of the heart, what does it mean? In a mirror that's dirty, you can't see anything very clear. So the mirror of our heart means our consciousness, which is a mirror of our spirit soul. And because that mirror is dirty, we can't perceive the soul. And even though we may be practicing Arupa Siddha Bhakti or even Sangha Siddha Bhakti, because our mirror is very dirty, our bhajan is not focused. Our motivation is not for the purpose of getting Krishna prema. It's not for the purpose of bringing pleasure to Guru and Krishna. And therefore, Krishna in the Gita says four types of persons. Janasukita, they come to me. And they may have some other motivation. But still they're practicing bhakti. And that's wonderful. If we continue practicing bhakti, and very important, we should chant and we should hear the Siddhanta, then we'll eventually give up a Arupa Siddha Bhakti and come to Sangha Siddha Bhakti. And it'll become more natural. And then eventually it'll come to Arupa Siddha Bhakti.
Can
the Holy Name give the answer on such like low level?
Which answer?
First point.
When one has such motivation, but the devotee wants the theory to clear from this motivation.
So if we chant in that motivation, that will help us. Therefore Mahaprabhu says, Dudaivam Nidhi, Sam Ihajani, Nanuraga. I have no raga, I have no attachment to that.
Mahaprabhu говорит, что у меня нет раги, нет привязанности к повторению святого имени.
I'm Vidaivam, I'm very unfortunate.
Я очень неудачен.
So in that situation we can cry.
И в таком положении мы можем плакать.
And that will help us.
Это поможет нам.
And things will come very quickly.
Тогда все произойдет очень быстро.
Madhavendra, was it similar? Maybe we can make the parallel like Arupa Siddha Bhakti means Nama Parasa, Sangha Siddha Bhakti means Nama Bhasa, and Sarupa Siddha Bhakti means Shuddha Nam.
Yeah, if it's a nice analogy, yeah? I would agree with that. At least generally, there may be some.
Some little.
It
makes sense. It's like creating my mind.
So important, we have to think about these things. The Kanishtha Adhikaris, the practicing of Arupa Siddha Bhakti, they're just doing some external thing and they're not thinking about it. They're thinking,
yeah.
I'm spiritual,
yeah.
because I'm chanting 16 rounds. I'm spiritual because
yeah.
I'm Mongol. I think I'm spiritual because I do this thing or
yeah.
that thing. But what's spiritual is the heart behind it,
yeah.
the connection behind it. And they're not doing that.
Yeah.
They're just doing some external thing.
Yeah. And this things like apathy, like means laziness. Or, this is also can mean.
Vishnu calls this indriya vyapara. He's commenting about the rest
mm-hmm.
of the sentence. He says indriya vyapara means the senses engage with the sense object.
Okay.
I have my panchajnana indriya, my five
mm-hmm.
knowledge acquiring senses, which I
yeah.
understand what those are.
Yeah.
And all that they perceive is pancha tan matra, the five types of material things. And I see the Indian the society, well, it's Prabhupada's desire, it's a transcendental thing, but I don't see it that way. And I think management's the most important thing,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
money's the most important
yeah.
thing, brahmacharya is the most important thing.
Yeah.
All those things are good, but I'm seeing it in the wrong way. And therefore, and now I may be chanting, I'm not seeing it chanting in a deep way, I'm not seeing the deity worship in a deep way. It's indriya vyapara.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rupsuddha bhakti.
I mean, this like laziness or apathy, this is also rupa siddha bhakti. When you have no inspiration to
yeah.
make, to do something, even management, even some external things, you can lose your enthusiasm to do anything. This is also...
What happens is when we have a mature conception of things, then that laziness comes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have no inspiration.
Yeah.
It's not, I just have a mature conception about it. I'm supposed to chant my 16 rounds because everybody else is doing it. Otherwise, I can't belong to the temple.
Yeah. This is just for take care of your body.
You become lazy. You know, why should I become
yeah.
lazy about it?
And how you can arise this inspiration, inner inspiration for?
Namaparada yuktanam namanyeva haranchikam. Because you're right, this is namaparada. So namaparada yuktanam namanyeva haranchikam. Adishram kipa yuktanam namanyeva haranchikam. Prabhu Purana says that keep chanting. And the namaparada will go away. That's why chanting is everything. Tane sadhyam sadhanam jivanam cha. The chanting is our sadhya, our goal. It's the means by which we attain the goal. It's our means, it's the goal, it's both things.
Yeah.
It's our everything.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Madam Antuna. Thank you for your care.
Please bless me, I can understand
this. No. I have no blessing, I have no mercy. How I can bless you? But you have a power, please give us the power to continue our practice and to maintain our chanting. Yeah, Prabhupada, thank you. Hari Bol, Hari Bol.